Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. It's not just Steve. It's champions of Christian virtue and value, Dr. Dave Stoop and Milan Nurkovich. Hi, guys.
Wow. Well, we're here. We're doing fine. Thank you for championing us.
Yeah, that makes my day.
Well, you are champions. You know, there are a lot of people, you think they're grounded in truth, and then they get older and they start thinking, nah, maybe not. Well, they were never really grounded in truth, or they would have never reached that point of thinking, maybe not. But well, I'm telling you.
I think one of the things about finishing well or is that we get stronger in what we believe, and we get stronger in what we hold to and how we hold on to it in terms of our relationships with others. There's a growth pattern that I want to see right to the very end.
That's cool.
Amen. All of us.
Steve just said, well, we're getting older. I think he also, that was part of the thing he was saying in there, they're older now.
They're older now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we heard that, Steve.
I think you are. Yeah. And I think I am too.
We all are. And,
but the cool thing
is. Yes, we are.
The cool thing is that if you stay current, if you're talking to people about real life issues, you get to use some wisdom that comes with age. Mm-hmm. In addition to still being in touch with what people are really struggling with. And that's what we hope to do here. And, you know, we hope to find more and more people that just want to be part of this and want to help us. We have Club New Life at $30 a month to do that. But right now, I'm going to quit talking, and I'm going to start listening. And that listening is going to happen with Rebecca from Goshen, Indiana. Hi, how you doing?
Hello.
How can we help you? Hi, how can we help?
Well, thank you for taking this call. I have a son whose wife left 8 months ago, and she has indicated that, you know, they'll never be back together again. Anyhow, my question is, he's pretty bummed out and been doing what he can to be a godly man and improve. You know, he's not perfect because he's my child. So anyhow, she needs a mental health evaluation, and so she has asked for $1,500 to get this mental health evaluation, which was recommended by a guardian ad litem because they have a couple little children.
Yeah.
So he's feeling burned out and spent, you know, this is cost, he was the sole income, and so now that she is out of the picture, it is costing a lot more. You can imagine lawyers and such.
Sure. What's the question for us then?
Should he zap their health savings account, you know, for $1,500 to pay for this evaluation? He had wanted her to get one,
Let me just say this.
And so on.
Being familiar with the ad litem system, I would say if that's what the ad litem is suggesting, I would do that in a heartbeat. Because you don't want that person that person doesn't care about either side. They care about the child. And so if he's saying that's needed, then he's kind of indicating that she's not good for the children. Is that your question for us? Is there a different question for us?
Well, if he should just say you need to pay for it, it has to be paid for up front. And so he has to come up with it.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't have it, and she's on her own.
But. I think, Steve, you're making an important point that needs to be emphasized, that this is for the children. sake, not for her sake. It's not to help, get her help. It's to make a decision as to who has the primary custody of the children.
And especially if he's saying that she needs that and your son doesn't need that, then he's making a point there that you want to go with. We'll talk more.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. I have a question for you here with regard to this. And I'm assuming, Rebecca, that the judge had this ad litem appointed. Is that right?
No, it was recommended, and my son and his wife agreed to it. And
who recommended that? Who recommended that?
They do in this county. It's generally when children are involved, that is what's recommended, and so they chose to have this guardian ad litem, and, you know, both had to pay for it.
Okay, but it's the county, but who suggested this or recommended that? What agency? Is it
judge?
Child Protective Services? Okay, so that's what I was saying. So the judge usually asks for this, especially when there's a problem. And here again, I'll say it. He's not asking your husband, and it'd be okay if he did. But he's saying this woman needs to be evaluated, and you should do that immediately, because that's the husband saying, to protect my children, I'm willing to take some inconvenient money and pay for it to verify that I'm not just complaining or making this up. This woman has a problem, and I don't want my children to be raised primarily by someone that has a problem. Or I want her to be forced to get help for that problem. Dave, Mylon, any thoughts on this?
I agree. It's a critical step that he needs to take and not count the cost financially, because the cost is going to be in terms of the children. And always think of the children when you're thinking of doing this kind of thing, because that person has the best interest of the child as the center of focus.
This is only to your son's advantage, Rebecca. I would pay for it in a heartbeat, because it was recommended, and his ex-wife is the one in question. And to have a psych eval as a part of custody is very common, especially if one of the parents is not healthy and is evident and obvious to all parties involved. So I would just highly recommend that this is an investment into his paternity rights.
There you go.
And it's an investment into his protection of the children. And if, as you were saying, she's not a healthy person, well, you want others to see that too. And you want that input to go back to the judge. And you want all that information to be lined up properly. So, that's something I would absolutely do. I'd find every penny to pay for it.
Yeah, you really can't go wrong.
As a parent, I would even pay for it.
That's what I'm saying.
As a grandparent.
If I were Rebecca, I'd pay for it.
Yeah,
I would pay for it.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, I mean, if you thought someone had cancer, you'd find the money to find that out. And if they had cancer, you'd want them to get treatment. And here, sometimes the personality can be the cancer. Yeah, my.
Don't you think this is really a gift to the son?
Yes, totally.
Definitely.
Yeah, because an independent party is saying there's something wrong here. I want this woman evaluated. So that's really a gift.
Yeah, it sure is. All right, glad you called. I'll send you, for him, raising, well, how about we send How We Love Our Kids, and that'll be a great help for him. And I hope and pray that something good happens here. Let's go to Millie. She's calling us all the way from Jacksonville, Florida. Hi, Millie. Welcome to New Life. What's going on?
Hi. I have a question to ask you about a family member that has addiction of alcohol. He's gotten a DUI, a couple of them actually, and but he has managed to keep his job. He loves his job. His employer is setting boundaries with him, which is amazing. And what is available? We checked around and found some outpatient programs. But are the outpatient programs as good as the inpatient programs? And would you, what do you recommend, or how you feel about that?
Okay. Well, what do you guys think? I mean, it really kind of depends on the program, don't you think?
Depends on the program, but if you're going to do outpatient, then you might just as well do AA meetings. If he's got more than one DUI, he's got a major problem of alcoholism, and he needs to get a handle on it so he doesn't mess up his job. And I would encourage him to go to meetings, and then the rest of the family go to Al-Anon meetings so that you understand
well,
what you're up against.
It's like if he gives up his job, it's like he really has hit bottom, I guess you could say. I mean, it's one thing that he has to
hold on to. Well, so, Millie, why are you saying he has to give up his job? You could go to an AA meeting every single night of the week and get help, and it doesn't have to do anything with taking away your job.
Well, why are you saying that?
That's probably something he's saying.
Why am I saying that? Because so many of the programs have said that people have said that, that the outpatient is not as good as the inpatient.
Well, of course.
I've just heard that.
Well, the inpatient's more intense because it's – and they make sure you go to a meeting every day. But if he wants to keep his job, which is admirable, because that's usually the last thing that dissipates in terms of the alcoholic, then go to the meetings. Mylan said there's a meeting every night. There's early morning meetings, and you just go to one meeting a day for the next 90 days, and he'll be on his way as if he had gone to an inpatient program. It's going to be just as effective.
Yeah. Quick question. Is this his first DUI or his second?
His second.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the deal. There is a very small chance that anybody's ever going to get a DUI. That's the reality. You know, you've got one police officer in a car, and you've got 10,000 people out driving around. So if indeed a person gets a DUI, it's a rare instance. And it is such a painful, horrible experience. Let's just say that a person that normally has a couple of glasses of wine with dinner has three, gets pulled over. That person will never drink at dinner again. It's such a horrible experience. I mean, you don't want to go through this. You don't want to end up in the drunk tank and then the court proceedings and all of that. So my point is, if it's anything other than a habitual or alcoholic drinking problem, you don't get number two. You just don't get number two. It's over. He got number two. So you need to be saying to him, I love it that you don't want to lose your job, but it'd be better if you lost your job and fixed your drinking problem so you never lose another job.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You got to look at the long term here.
Yeah.
Now I think he should go to an outpatient program, and he should be going to a lot of AA meetings, and you should be very firm in your belief that his drinking is out of control. It is alcoholic drinking.
One of the markers of a true alcoholic is two or more DUIs, just because of what Steve you were explaining. It just doesn't happen.
It seems like he used it like when he's stressed out, his mom was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and they've given up in Colorado. And we just got back visiting her, and, you know, she's been given, you know, like 9 months, and that really stressed him out. Anytime he's under stress, that's what he, how he deals with it. And so he does understand that there's dual diagnosis. There's depression, there's anxiety and stuff.
Yeah, but,
and that
but Lily, you can't explain away 2 DUIs and the fact that it's creating a life problem for him. He's got all kinds of rationale for it. Every guy that's an alcoholic has the rationale for it. And the fact is he's got a biological setup where he can tolerate enough alcohol, and then when it starts to wear off, he acts drunk and gets pulled over. And that just doesn't happen to most people who just happen to drink a little too much one time on an occasion. And so, that's the way he's handling stress. Well, if he gets to AA meetings, 90 meetings in 90 days, he's going to learn how to handle his stress in creative and constructive ways.
So we'll send you this book, Understanding and Loving a Person with Alcohol and Drug Addiction. It's going to help you. But I really believe this, and if you could just listen to this one little point here. You're being firm and secure in your belief that this isn't just a little problem and he had a couple of bad luck situations with getting these tickets. That can just mean the world of difference into what the future is for him. I mean, it really can. And so be firm. I'll send you this book. I think it's going to help you, but you don't want to enable this. You want him to get it taken care of right now. Anybody else, you call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We'll help you find the best treatment possible. In the meantime, Dave's got this wonderful book that he wrote. We put it together. He did almost every word of it for the Arterburn Wellness Series, Understanding and Loving a Person with Alcohol and Drug Addiction. That whole series, I mean, you name a problem, I think we've got it covered in there. All right, 1-800-229-3000. Let me just mention also that Mylon and I are going to be tomorrow starting out in Washington, D.C., we're doing the marriage intensive. And Mylon, could you just briefly tell folks what that intensive involves, why it is something they really ought to consider attending?
Well, most of the time, you know, we get through life, we're married, we can drift. We can drift into patterns that are not healthy. A marriage is like your backyard lawn. You know, you don't do anything to it, and after a while, it just doesn't look as good. There's weeds growing. It's just stuff you have to maintain all the time. Marriage is the same way. And at this workshop, between my wife, Kay, myself, Steve, you're just going to hear a lot of things that'll help, you know how to cultivate that marriage garden well. And it's fun, it's funny, it's serious. But what we see, Steve, and I love this part, we see great transformation in 48 hours. It's really wonderful to watch.
And we've seen people that wanted a better relationship get that. We've seen people that had a disastrous relationship. And, you know, just like in my own life, I mean, our marriage, we have great times and not so great times. And what you want is you want the great times to be the best times. And you want the not so great times to be less and less. But, you know, you want to be able to understand where you are and how to reconnect and how to repair. And it's all about reconnect, repair, and restore. If you want that, you can get it. And we've had people that hated each other, people with the restraining orders, and they come and they experience something they never dreamed possible. That's what we want for you. But you have to call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We would love to have you there. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
So you can say, if somebody wants to get the grass greener in their backyard, come. If your backyard is just a bunch of dirt, you got ways to learn how to replant and resow and get a beautiful yard again. And we've seen incredible stories.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really miraculous what happens there. So you come and join us. Let's go back to the phones. By the way, you could join us, 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. Jim, Boston, Massachusetts, WEZE. Hi, Jim. Welcome to New Life. How can we help you today?
How you doing today? Thank you for taking my call. I'm calling because my question is, what rights do grandparents really have when it comes to their daughter and grandson?
Well, what's happened? Why is she not letting you see your grandkids?
Yeah, I have a daughter that's 37 years old. We've taken her in many times, and the last time we took her in, her and her husband, they had nowhere to live, so we took the three of them in our house, and we got to really know them and our grandson, but when it was time to tell them, you know, it's time to move on after a year and a half and get they said, well, you're not going to see your grandson anymore, and we've tried contacting them, we've tried, you know, sending letters, calling, and text, and no response. We got a letter back saying that you are not allowed to see him anymore because you did not respect our boundaries. And so it's really devastated my wife and I. So we just don't know where we stand or what we can do.
Sure. I'm so sorry. It's horrible.
That's that old saying, no good turn goes unpunished.
That's exactly what I was thinking, Dave. All right, we're going to give you some help right after this, so hold on. You're listening to New Life Live. We need your help so we can help other people. And you can do that at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Same number. We want to help you. We really do. We'll be back.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opioid addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. And glad you're with us here today. You know, don't hesitate to call us. You don't have to be in severe pain or whatever. You know, maybe there's a book, a resource, one of our Bibles, something that could really change everything for you. Just talking to somebody and saying, here's what I'm dealing with. Boy, does that ever take the power out of so much. Sometimes you just need somebody to take a second look at what's going on, pray with you, and get some help. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, that is the number. So we're talking with Jim and his daughter. I mean, they've just she's turned against him and his wife. Can't see the grandkids. We were talking at the break there, and Mylon, you want to share? You were just saying about advocacy groups. That's one thing to do.
Well, Jim, have you tried any grandparent advocacy types of groups? They're out there, and they have legal representation, and they have ideas, and they have support groups. And have you tried one of them?
No, I haven't. at one point, she said she wanted to meet with our pastor and discuss this matter. And then when my wife and I agreed, she backed off. So, no, I haven't tried that avenue. I was afraid to go down that avenue because I was afraid that it would work out the opposite way, that we'd never get to see him again.
Well, you know, to be forewarned is to be forearmed, and I would highly suggest that you do your research and find out what rights you do have. You don't have to start a process of any kind. You're just gathering information, and there are grandparent rights groups out there. I do not, Jim, know enough about them to tell you any more than that. But part of what's going on here, too, is you have a has your daughter been reactive to you and your wife before she got married?
Yeah, I was married before, and my ex-wife always put a wedge between my daughter and I, but through the years, I've asked forgiveness. I've tried everything to apologize, to show her that I love her, but every time that I do that, she does this to us.
Well, but
and
so
I know she's got abandonment issues from her ex, my ex-wife, and I know she needs some counseling, but It's been really tough on us because our grandson, he never had a Christmas, never had anything until he moved with us, and he saw how much love we gave him, and I think that's the problem, too.
Well, I agree. I want you to understand there's two issues going on here. There are your grandparent rights. What rights do you have? Do you even know where your daughter is by any chance, where she lives?
Yeah, as far as I know, she's in Manchester, New Hampshire. We got her apartment, but we were never allowed to see the apartment.
Okay. So, secondly, then, you have the issue of grandparent rights. You should need to investigate that. Secondly, you need to be able to get family counseling with your daughter, her husband, and with you, and her stepmother, which would be your wife. And you need to go to family counseling and have a therapist help you talk these things through. Life doesn't need to be this severe, but your daughter's being severe, and that's a reaction to something. And so we want to find out what those hurts are and do everything we can to repair them.
Well, as I listen, Jim, one of the things I keep thinking is you got to play the guilt card. And I'm not sure that's the best way to go.
I've done that. I told I was guilty for not being.
Not that kind of guilt card. The guilt card of guilting them in terms of, you know, after all we've done for you, this is what you do for us. No, I wouldn't do that. But I would want to do something similar to that in terms of her letter of where she said that you violated their boundaries. Say, we're sorry we didn't mean to violate your boundaries. We thought we were being helpful. We wanted to provide for you and provide for your husband as best we could, but there was a point where we had to say stop and just let it be. And say we'd be happy to meet with a pastor, we'll meet with a family counselor to clarify all the issues. Don't just be passive in the deal. Be somewhat active in terms of asking for help and wanting to get help. You're dealing with something that's beyond the scope of your grandson because it has to do with your former marriage and your ex's vendetta against you guys.
Well,
and
that's
a separate issue.
Yeah, somebody at the right time needs to put forth the reality that one day these children are going to find out that they were prevented being with these loving grandparents, and they're not going to be happy about that. I don't know who it is to deliver that particular message, but that's a very valid message for her to hear. Her kids are going to be really bucked and angry that they didn't get access to you. So I tell you, go and find that grandparent advocacy group that can tell you maybe about some rights that you have or some strategies, because a lot of people have dealt with this, and it's not a good thing for those kids.
And since it involves a previous marriage, there's other aspects to it that the advocacy group can help you with.
Mm-hmm.
because that makes it a little more complex, but a little more clear in terms of where the issues are coming from.
I'm going to send you this book, How We Love. The purpose of you reading it is to discover what is it within your daughter that would cause her to rise up against you. What kind of pattern is she in? And maybe there'll be some hope for some kind of change. I don't know, but I'll send that to you. How We Love. It's the second edition. It's got a workbook also. You can get it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Hi, this is Steve Arterman from New Life Live. We have something pretty exciting coming up, and it's in March. It is a trip to Israel. Our trips are very special, and the teaching is rich. The experience is priceless. And we're also going to go to Rome in addition to it. It's the 16th through the 26th.
It is probably one of the best crash courses in Bible you would ever have in your whole life.
We're going to go where David hid from Saul, Jericho, the tunnels under the Western Wall, and the Temple Steps, the Garden of Gethsemane, Masada, the Dead Sea, Mount of Olives, the Garden Tomb, Caiaphas' house, and more.
For me now, when I open up the Bible, it just becomes alive for me because I've been there.
You will not be disappointed in Israel. It is a special, rich, rich time. If you want more information on Israel, I hope you'll look at it on our website, newlife.com.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Here, Dr. Dave Stoop, Milan Yurkovich, and Larry Sonnenberg joining us here. We are in over two-thirds the way through July. Larry, talk to us about New Life.
Well, I'm going to talk about New Life, Club New Life, and I want to talk about things starting a little slow in July, and there's picking up a little, but we need to resume some momentum that we had gathered the last few months. And if we could get you to be one of six people that we need to have sign up for Club New Life each day. And it's so easy to think somebody else will do that. I'll do that another time. But this is your time. So would you please do it today?
Why is that significant, Larry? Well, to be one of the six.
Because the lady that wrote a note to us and said, a few months ago, I was struggling in an abusive marriage. I was going through the worst depression of my life, feeling like I had nowhere to turn. I contacted you and found an excellent Christian counselor in my area who's helped me and my two daughters through the two most devastating events of my life. We can't do that without your financial support.
No, no way.
We can't help people that are looking for help. And it's what we do with this radio program, with our counseling network, with our workshops, with our videos, with our resources and our online bookstore. So we just need your help to keep it going. We've got a lot of great things happening at New Life, and most of it it all has to do with life change. And you can be the impetus to help us keep that going. So if you could give, and if you haven't ever given before, and you don't want to join Club New Life, make a one-time gift to us right now. We'll send you a DVD with 12 separate little videos on it that are what we give our Club New Life members to access every day. It will give you a taste of that, and it will just minister to your soul. Just so much good going on. It's hard to not take two or three segments to do it, but I know we got to get back to phone calls.
And our giving is up, but our expenses always go up. Media always goes up. So please come and help us stay on the air helping folks. That phone number, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God bless you for doing it. Thank you so much, all that do give. And thank you, Larry, for making those dollars go so very, very far. Let's go to Jack, Houston, Texas. He listens on Sirius XM satellite radio. Hey, Jack, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing okay. How can we help you today?
Well, I have a grandson who is 11 years old. He lives quite a ways from where I am. Mm-hmm. But he's afraid of the dark, and now he's developed some sort of fright that his mother's going to die, which he's not sick or anything. He's just afraid she's going to die. And I don't know if there's something I can do or something we can do for him to get him out of that. I just really don't know.
Yeah, that's rough. That's really rough. Well, Dave, let's start with you. What do you think there?
Well, it's an anxiety disorder that is clear when you talk about the fear of the darkness, but in terms of fearing that he's going to die is a little deeper of an issue.
His mother dying.
Mm-hmm. Or he's going to die, or his mother's going to die. And
his mother's going to die, yeah.
Okay. And
are
so,
those related, really? Or?
Yeah, it's an extension of the – it's fear that's out of control, the fear of the dark.
Uh-huh.
And then the fear that his mother's going to die. And it, one of the things that we do when we have those kinds of irrational fears is we develop compulsive behaviors that go along with them in a way to kind of ward off the anxiety. And he needs to get some help early on in terms of play therapy, that type of thing, to understand what's at the root of it, what's triggered these kinds of things. One thing you don't want to do is to make light of it. In fact, if you give credence to it, it kind of alleviates the to some degree the anxiety and would be helpful. But don't fight it and make it belittle it or make it ridiculous. Take it very seriously.
No.
You kind of have to do the opposite of what you want to do. You want to kind of minimize it. You want to kind of minimize it like it's no big deal, but then it just does the opposite. So go against
nature. So you make it bigger than it is. It makes it smaller. It's paradoxical in terms of how it works. But you're kind of you can talk to him about where the anxiety comes from, what he's afraid of, besides those things, and get him to talk about it and bring it out into the open. Those are helpful things. But it's really the parents that are going to have to step into the gap and help them.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too. It's not really something that could just go away.
No. I would be worried that it would grow and lead to obsessive-compulsive kind of behaviors. And he's young enough that you can reverse that process, I think, by taking it seriously.
So, Jack, did anything traumatic happened to him? Anything that scared him, either a series of small frightening things or a larger event?
Well, something he saw on TV.
Not being very close to him, you know, where they live, I don't really know, honestly.
Well, but that's a question.
As far as I know, no.
Okay, well, that's a question you want to ask because I know a person whose daughter was at their grandparents' house, and just the weather channel happened to be on, just, you know, something as innocuous as that. But it showed flooding and people in cars and houses being swept away. It was one of those violent stories. And from that point on, this girl developed a severe fear to rain coming out of the sky, to snow, how fast is it going to melt? And she began to develop phobias. And so we never know what a child sees. By 11 years old, you know, they're exposed to a lot of different things, Jack, and we need to really trace that down and find out what exactly started this process. And
well, let me ask you a question in another way. Do you think it's possible that since he has had no trauma, has had no real problems, it could develop from that?
No. Well, let me also – how old is he again, please?
11.
11.
Okay. So here's another thing that happens at 11, Jack. You move from childhood into adolescence, and from 6 to 11 years old, you start to see things in the world. Just like I mentioned, you see something on TV. And life can be very frightening. Life is frightening. You read stories, you see pictures, you hear of people dying, you hear of people in auto accidents, et cetera, et cetera. And so one of the things an 11-year-old has to do, and all of us have to go through our adolescence and childhood, is we have to adjust to adult realities. And so it that's just something that happens here. All kids get scared. I was scared at 11, but I also saw my grandfather die, and I was with him when he died. And then I developed, as Dave said, some fearful compulsive behaviors. I was highly anxious. I was afraid my parents were going to die. I mean, I went through a very difficult time at that age myself. So I would really want to explore that, or what did he see? But it's going to take somebody trained who knows how to ask the right questions.
Well, come to think of it, his other grandfather passed away with cancer. Maybe that had some kind of trigger. I don't know.
Well, that very could well be. And that's just the point. Come to think about it, and that's a great line you had, Jack. We don't always think. We don't always look through the eyes of the 11-year-old, and we really need to step into their world and say, what scared you?
And an interesting conversation with him might be to say, how did you feel when your other grandfather died?
Yeah.
How did that affect you?
But you being his advocate, you trying to figure this out is absolutely wonderful.
Yes,
sure is.
Yeah.
And like you said, could have been. I think one of the great life-changing phrases in the world is, wait a minute, where you've stopped long enough to think about something, and kind of you see something emerging from that you haven't before, because you go, well, wait a minute, maybe that grandfather dying does. Here is what I want to say to every grandparent. I had one of these, and it's just amazing. Be the person that it's safe for the child to say anything to, and not discount it, not shame them for it. If it's where they're in trouble, of course, they should know that you're going to do whatever it takes to protect them. But man, what a great thing. The grandparents' unconditional love also comes with a desire to approve of everything, and versus God loves us unconditionally. He doesn't approve of everything unconditionally. Parents don't approve of everything unconditionally. Grandparents can get away with just approving everything a child does and loving them, and now that's the extreme. But you need that in your life, somebody that sees the best in you. And be that safe person if you possibly can. 1-800-229-3000 to join us on the program. 1-800-NEW-LIFE to get some help for you or someone you love. So many of the first phone calls are for somebody that doesn't have the problem, but somebody else who's concerned. Especially in the case of every man's battle, it's usually the woman that calls first. But you could be the one to call. And you could still get into that marriage intensive we're going to do tomorrow in D.C.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
This is Terry McIntosh, and if you're battling drug or alcohol addiction, New Life can help connect you to the treatment you need. And if someone you care about is refusing help, you can get help with an intervention. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE, that's 639-5433, to find out more about treatment and interventions. And if you aren't receiving the free New Life Daily Devotional, well, you're missing out. We email it to you early in the morning, so anytime during the day that you need a moment to reset and refocus on God's truth, it's right there at your fingertips. There's a sign-up link at the bottom of the homepage at newlife.com to get you started. Steve, back to you.
I would just say this. Our devotional has a little twist to it, and it's easy to apply this stuff because we're into real-life situations here, and it carries over into the devotional material. So if you've never looked at it, I would just recommend try our signing up for that daily devotional. It can really really help you here. All right, let's go. Now, if you're on the line, please hang on. This is the last call, but we're going to do another program in just a few minutes. But if there's any way you can hang on, please do. But I'm going to go to Becky, Cleveland, Ohio. Hi, Becky. Welcome to New Life. How can we help you today?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I have a question.
Sure.
My son, he's in his mid-20s.
He just
moved back home full-time after being away at college for like 5 years, where he was home on and off, but not living home full time.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking for a full time job. And my question is, he's in and out. He's kind of like a ghost. Like, he's in and out. I never know where he is. You know, I know he's not in trouble, but he doesn't talk to me. And I'm just wondering, is that normal?
Do I
let it go?
No. You don't let it go. You have a house. You deserve to know who's coming, who's going, and when, and all of those kinds of things. There, especially when you're providing him shelter, food, things like that.
Well,
Milan, what do you think? Go ahead.
It may be normal, but it's not desirable, and it's not acceptable.
So how do I get him to change? Like, I've talked to him about it, and I've said, you know, I would appreciate if you would say hello and goodbye. That's important to me. I mean, I know he's not out getting in trouble, and I don't need to know what he's doing every second of the day.
Are you alone? Are you married? Are you married, or are you living alone?
No, I'm divorced from his father.
Okay. All right.
Well, what I would do with him, Becky, is I would say we need to have a check-in time. You're living at home, you're in your mid-20s, and it's kind of okay, but it's not okay. And so let's once a week have a breakfast or have coffee together so we can kind of be updated on the things going on in your life, the things going on in my life, just so that we're still family.
Okay.
What do you think he'd say to that?
My friend says I should kick him out.
No, you don't want to kick him out. He's not yet, anyway. He sounds like a good kid. He finished college.
He is a good kid. I mean, he'll text me if he's at the grocery store and say, do you need anything? You know,
he helps me.
He does his own laundry. He cooks. It's not that he's a bad kid. He just doesn't like to talk.
Well, just a weekly breakfast that you have on Saturday morning. Say you're going to fix some special breakfast for him and you and whoever else is in the house, and say that's going to be a check-in time, just to kind of update each other as to what's going on so we don't lose touch, and see if there's some ways that I can assist you, and maybe even some ways I can help you in terms of your job search.
Mylon, you have a thought on this before we go?
Well, Becky, you want to make sure you're no longer mommy to him.
And that's what I'm trying to avoid, is being the mom to the little boy.
Right.
He's a man now.
Right. So I agree with Dave. You know, he's in your house now, and it should be under some sort of contractual, either verbal, if not written. We're in a contractual relationship. I like it that he's nice, that he texts you, but, you know, it's also possible he doesn't have a lot of words to spend every day. He might be an introvert, and he's just not a talkative person. But you just want to make sure that you, as Dave and Steve have already said, you want to be able to say, look, if I was a roommate to you, you'd probably say, hi, Miss Becky, you know, nice to see you this morning. And you'd probably, as a roommate, or if I was renting a room from you, I'd acknowledge your presence. And for whatever reason, it's hard for him to acknowledge you, that you're even in the room. And I'm sure that's hurtful. But I would, I wouldn't try very hard. I would just go about your business, not be keyed into this. Just go about your business. And like Dave said, set up a weekly check-in.
And I would I would go for this. It seems like at this stage of his life, go for the one word rule around your house, because he can, even though he's got a college education, he can focus on one word, and that word is respect. Okay, so what you're saying is, you know, I don't need a lot with you living here, but I just would love for you to respect me and some of the things that I need. And I am so thankful you call and all that, but it would be so respectful if you would just acknowledge when you see me. It would be so respectful if you'd let me know when you're coming home and when I could expect you. Those kinds of things, all around that one word, respect, because you're entitled to be respected. He is your son living at home. A lot of folks, you know, have a son living at home or a daughter. More sons than daughters are back home. And the job doesn't work out. And you don't want him being there at age 28. You want to be sure he's got a plan. He's getting up every day. He's getting that job application in as many places as possible.
Oh, and you don't make breakfast for him either.
Well, maybe for that one meeting.
Just for that one meeting.
Yeah. But you don't make any other meals for him. That's right.
Well, yeah, I mean, there is something to be said that, you know, if they're all cooperating together and doing their part.
Well, that's different.
Cook some meals. But when a guy isn't even saying hello, that's a problem. That's a big problem.
Yes, it is.
Well, let me just remind everybody, our wonderful marriage weekend starts in D.C., and that's tomorrow. You could still get in. It really would be. Maybe there was a big blow up and you're going, what are we going to do? Well, you don't have to wait 3 or 4 months. You could come. You could be part of that. Right there, the first week of August, we're going to be doing Every Man's Battle again. And then we've got a wonderful Restore conference coming up, too. It doesn't really matter how bad the problem is. The question is, are you just going to continue to do what you've been doing or rely on some old wives' tale strategies? No. Get help that's founded in God's truth. That's what we're here all about. And you transform it. You don't just change this situation, but maybe it's a generational change. It changes everything for a very long time. We want to help you with that, but you'll have to call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE before we can. Now, if you can help us help others, we'll send you for $30 a month, joining Club New Life, $30 a month, we'll send you the Arterburn Wellness Series, 8 books such as Understanding and Loving a Person with Borderline Personality Disorder, Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder, Alcohol and Drug Addiction, Depression, Sexual Addiction, so many great, wonderful books in that library, and you can get that as our way of saying thank you. In addition to being given access, exclusive access, it's the only way you can get it is be a Club New Life member to this video library that we've put together. Really powerful stuff there, our way of saying thank you. Now, we've got some clips with some actual full videos we'll send you as our way of saying thank you for a one-time gift. Summer's always tough. This is no different. You can help us. Please do. My thanks to Milan Yurkovich, author, How We Love, Dr. Dave Stoop with his wife, Smart Love. Those are available at newlife.com. We'll see you next time right here on New Life Live. God bless you.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.